Today on Tech Daily, at what age should your child get their own smartphone or tablet device? Well, that is a common question and even one I've been pondering for my own kids. But it's been answered in a new survey by Trend Micro. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia is on the line to talk about the survey, the answer to that question and more. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Excellent as usual. Well, let's start off with that magic number. What age has the Trend Micro survey found that kids are getting their own mobile device?
Well, the thing is that on average, parents are giving kids their own devices from around the age of 10 years old. So it's coming down a few years from what we last saw.
I was just thinking, certainly when you or I were 10 years old, we certainly didn't have anything like a mobile phone or we'd be lucky probably to get a spot on the computer at home.
Yes. Very, very true, yeah.
But of course, smartphone and tablet device exposure now is starting much earlier than 10 years old, right? What did you find in the survey about that?
Yeah, well, this is where it really started to get interesting. So we asked two questions. When do you give your kid the device? And that was generally from around the age of 10. But when do your kids start using devices? And we found that kids as early as 3 years old are now using their devices. And some 45% of children between the ages of 3 and 15 use a device for between 1 to 3 hours a day. So that's a lot of usage by a lot of young kids.
It certainly is. But did the survey also cover how parents are handling the issues around children and the use of these devices, especially, of course, with those devices being online?
Yeah, so we found that parents are very concerned about kids, when they're using the device, getting access to inappropriate content. So we found on these devices that, you know, 3 out of 5 parents advise that they're using some form of password or security software on their devices to ensure that the kids don't access what they shouldn't be.
I mean, that's good news. You go back a few years and I guess the situation was almost flipped where parents really weren't aware of what they should be doing. But now we are seeing that the message is coming from parents about online safety.
Yeah, so we also saw the parents, I think, are now talking to kids from around the age of 8 about what online safety is and how to work in the world. And I don't know if this also ties into a little bit of that whole bullying at school and preparing the kids for potential issues, but we get a little bit worried now that we're seeing that they're starting to use devices from 3 years of age, and with the parents, they're actually going to have to even start pulling that even earlier to talk to the kids about what online safety is all about.
It's an interesting one. I mean, I tried describing what the internet is to someone who's aged 3 and 4, and I guess many parents might think, where do you start?
Yeah, very true. So one of the things we're also noticing is that parents are now considering getting a second device into their house, which is naturally what's leading to the massive growth of tablet sales, and therefore having a device that doesn't have access to a lot of things and giving that to the kids to give them that level of protection.
So we see that parents are starting to do the right thing in terms of online safety for kids, but what are some of your top tips for managing children and their mobile online devices?
Well, the main thing that we would like to say to the parents is make sure you are having that conversation with the kids. It's important not to think that, oh, they won't go to that app or they won't figure it out, because kids are far more intuitive and more able to access this technology than we ever were. The next thing is, when they're first starting off, is to actually have the kids use the device around you and near you so you can check what they're doing and just make sure that they're not going anywhere that they shouldn't be. And then finally, we naturally recommend to put a passcode and also a bit of security software onto that device to ensure they're not going places where they shouldn't be.
Some good tips there. And of course, as we talk about all this and the survey, you guys are actually running a great competition at the moment which highlights kids and their use of smartphones and tablet devices. Can you give me a quick rundown of the why, what and how of the What's Your Story competition?
Yeah, well, this is a competition we've run in other places around the world, and we're now running here in Australia. And the main focus on it is that we hear a lot of horror stories about what goes on the internet.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is to get some positive news stories about ways that kids can use the internet and their mobile devices in a safe way. So this is open to kids between the ages of 8 and 18 to submit a post or a video about how they use their mobile device in a way to keep them safe and secure and in a fun and fair way. And that competition is open right now and ending very soon.
Excellent. And you got a few decent prizes in there too.
Yeah, lots of decent prizes. We have over $4,000 worth of prizes to be won to the winning contestants. And they have until Sunday, July the 20th to get that in.
And the website for that one is whatsyourstory.trendmicro.com.au. Well, Tim, I can hear you're about to jump on a plane, so I'll let you go. We'll catch up with you again soon. And thanks for talking internet security here on Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Ed.